शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सब की याद लेके
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reached the subtle region, I saw that the scene of the subtle region was very unique, very different today.
लाइट के अंदर एक रूम बना हुआ है।
I saw that in one corner there was a room lit in light. It was transparent on all sides, and within that room,
छोटा सा दीपक जलता हुआ।
We saw a tiny flame ignited.
लेकिन वो जो दीपक की लाइट थी, वो लाइट के वाइब्रेशन ऐसे अनुभव हो रहे थे जैसे कि डेड साइलेंस का हो।
And the atmosphere that was created by that tiny flame was dead silence.
एकदम थोड़ा सा ऐसा भय वाला रूप दिखाई दे रहा था।
It was silence but filled with a kind of dread, a kind of fear.
और एक ट्रांसपेरेंट रूम है।
In another corner, I saw another transparent room that had another flame ignited, burning. But the light of that flame was emanating rays of light. That flame was emanating light, and those vibrations were giving some kind of experience. Some of those rays of light were going up above, some were down, or revolving, spreading out. The rays of light were moving in different ways. And there was a third room, which had a third flame burning. And the rays of light from that flame appeared to be like a fountain. It was spreading out like a fountain. Seven types of colored rays of light were spreading out in all directions, up and down on the sides.
It
appeared to be like a new world. I watched the scene for a few seconds, and after a while, Baba came before me, and Baba said, "Child, what are you looking at?" I'm looking at these rays of light. Baba started to smile and then said,
बाहर की दुनिया और बच्चों की दुनिया
At the present time,
बच्चे क्या कर रहे हैं
the two worlds, the outside world and the world of the children, what are the children doing and what are the outsiders doing.
इतने प्लान्स बना रहे हैं
Those out there in the world are making big plans. They're doing so much. However,
करते हुए भी
even while doing all of that, there is fear,
चिंता,
worry.
इस प्रकार के वे अनुभव करते हैं।
Those are the experiences they're having.
बाबा के बच्चे, इस दुनिया के बच्चे, बच्चे कुछ
Children of this world, Baba's children,
जो अपने पुरुषार्थ के द्वारा
Of different types, one kind of Baba's children are making efforts. They've ignited the flame of their efforts. They're sitting having ignited that flame of efforts. But sometimes their efforts are very high, sometimes very low, basic. And sometimes they are entangled in situations and upheavals. They keep spinning around in those situations. So now according to the time, what kind of flame do we have to ignite? Baba didn't tell me the significance of the third flame, but he merged some sisters and brothers. And then he said, let's all go to the third room, the third transparent room with the third flame. With the fountain of light emerging from that flame, the room was transparent, and yet the rays of light from that fountain was spreading out and decorating every child. Baba then asked the children to go inside the room. So the children were very happy that they were going to go into the room, enter the room. But as they tried to enter the room, they were not able to do so. So they just stood by the door, the gate, and said, Baba, how do we go in? Baba said, look closely and see what you need to do. So there was a button nearby the gate. Baba said, press the button and then you will be able to enter the room. But what was that button? On the button was written, determined thoughts. So as the children tried to press the button, for some, the button was very loose. And as they pressed that button, the flame started to become a bit dim. And some were not able to see the button clearly, they weren't able to press it properly. Baba explained, the children are making their spiritual efforts, they are investing time and energy, they have the aim, but the button of determined thoughts becomes loose at times, and sometimes there is not enough attention on that. And then whatever they need to do, whatever task they want to accomplish, they're not able to do so. Baba then made it easy for the children. Then as soon as the children pressed the button, they were able to enter that transparent room, the third room. And then they come close to something which is like a little window. And on that was written, World Benefactor. And as they stabilized themselves in that stage of being a world benefactor, the window became a door through which they could pass through. And then they came through a third place which showed a beautiful gate. On that was written, the one who has rights to self-sovereignty. And as they came close to that gate, they were showered with rays of light from up above. It was like sparkling stars were falling on them. And in front of them, they could see that beyond the gate was the scenes of the new world. All of this went on for a few seconds and the children were very happy to see these different scenes. Baba then said that there is a lot happening in the world out there, and within the Brahmin family, the children are also carrying out the task of transformation. They out there are carrying it out of fear, but here the children are carrying it out of joy, happiness, but sometimes the children are affected by the external forms of Maya, and then the children are not able to press the switch of determined thoughts. They're not able to see it clearly. It's as though it becomes dull. They're not able to see it. Children do keep, they do have determined thoughts every day, but then as they move on, they become slack, their efforts, and so sometimes they have good experiences, but other times it becomes slack, they feel that nothing's happening, and so that carelessness enters, that laziness enters. According to the time, you have to speed up the task of transformation, keep determined thoughts, and along with determined thoughts, remember the responsibility, the title of responsibility that the Father has given you in the confluence age. Keep that in front of you, practice those titles, and then you'll be able to easily accomplish this task quickly. Baba then gave lots of loving remembrances to the children. I then offered the bhog to Baba. I then told Baba that special remembrances for Brother Arjun and certain other souls. As I shared this news, Baba emerged, all of them. While emerging Arjun Bhai in front of Baba, Baba said that while living in Madhuban, this child, Arjun Bhai, had a very good opportunity to create his own fortune and create the fortune of others. So at the end test paper, the child faced that game of the body, the physical test paper, happily. Baba then gave lots of remembrances to everyone. Arjun Bhai said, Baba has given me so much, and the Madhavan family, the Brahman family, have always given me cooperation, whether it was from Madhavan or from the place that he took gyan from, Tinsukya, and then all the connections that we gave, connections he had in India and abroad. Everyone has given me a lot of cooperation. So there is hope for certain other souls who have also left bodies. Baba emerged those souls and gave them a lot of drishti, and as though each one was receiving a blessing. And the souls were very, very happy. It was as though they were attaining a lot, accumulating in their aprons. Baba gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.